Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? It's the CHGO Cubs post pregame show, postgame show, podcast. We're everything. Today, we're just a preview of the Crosstown Series. Luke Stuckmeyer, Cody Delmendo, Ryan Herrera getting ready for the Crosstown Showdown. The show, of course, brought to you by our friends at PointsBet. Use the promo code CHGO when you sign up to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. We got a podcast every day this week, guys. And we have a this shot weekend for the Cubs potentially to be swept by the White Sox for the first time, we believe, ever in a crosstown series, correct? Like, if you take the season series?
Yeah, I looked at, trusty old Wikipedia. And I trust it wholeheartedly. But from what I've seen, the Cubs have not been swept by the White Sox in a season series. They did sweep the Sox 4-0 in 2013, but obviously that can't happen anymore.
No,
so
they can't even win the cup, right? They can't even win the cup or the trophy or whatever they give out anymore, because
it's not a cup actually anymore. Yeah,
now it's just a trophy, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So I always thought it was dumb that, like, if it ties, the person or the team that won last year just automatically gets it. Like, why don't you just set it up to where there is no tie, and then someone actually earns it?
Most runs scored, and then the next tiebreaker is something else.
The best thing the Cubs could do in this series this year is just tie, but like that's what I'm saying. Like, why isn't there a three game series in here? Like, why isn't there a three and a four game series with this? If I don't understand the two game series, and the fact that we're off on a Friday just doesn't feel right today. Someone get the MLB on the phone. I'll tell them exactly what I feel.
I was going to say that, well, one, Cody, the Hulu thing on your TV in the background, like, I'm waiting for it to hit the corner just perfectly. So that's going to distract me all show. Two, I was like, if there was a three and a four, it would be the unfair thing that one team gets an extra home game. But, like, what if they played it at, like, Soldier Field or something? That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like three at Wrigley, three on the south side, and then one in Soldier Field for all the marbles.
All I'm asking is just for a way for whoever wins it to actually earn it. Like,
to win it.
They pretty much said that they won it after they won the second game at Wrigley, and it's like they played two games, but it's because they won it last year, and the best the Cubs can do now is tie. So it's just like, again, I don't really care in the grand scheme of things, but at the same time, it's like, if they really wanted to, like, make this thing much more intense, that would be a good start.
I don't know who really cares who has the cup. I don't think either side of town actually cares about the old Crosstown Cup or the new Crosstown Trophy. But, like, who won the most games. I don't know. I don't know if anybody really cares about any of it. But I will say this. Let's say I saw most of the game yesterday, 20 runs to the Reds, right? 20? You lose by 15 to the worst team in baseball. I don't see how anything will get lower than that this season for the Cubs coming into this. By the way, the Sox got blasted yesterday too, but 20 runs to the Reds. Even if the Sox sweep the Cubs, is that even possibly close to being worse than losing a game by 15 runs to the Cincinnati Reds this year? To me, that's going to be the low of the low unless they go on a 15-game losing streak. That has to be rock bottom, losing to that team. They're not even trying to win.
Yeah, well, here I was like, you know, the Sox are supposed to be championship contenders this year. The Cubs are not. So I was like, oh, a sweep wouldn't, you know, wouldn't be the biggest surprise. But then you got the Reds, who are the tankers of the Major League Baseball, and you lose 20-5 to them. Like, that's, yeah, like you said, that's definitely a low point. I don't know that I guess you'd hope that it wouldn't get any lower than that, but that's certainly a low point of the season. Is just that was, and then Cody mentioned it like on the show on Wednesday, like, hey, you know, that last little rally they had was it the eighth or the ninth? He's like, oh, maybe they got some momentum going. It was the ninth inning. Maybe they got some momentum going into this last game, and then can get a win going into the Crosstown Classic over the weekend. And it was the opposite.
Well, they carried it into the first inning, at least. I mean, they did lead at one point yesterday.
Sure.
I'm with Luke here, and our friend David Kaplan, you know, his famous recaps that he always posts on the tube these days. He had a nice little rant outside by the Chicago River yesterday. And like, I was with him. Like, a lot of people, one of the, like, this kind of goes back to what the video that we promoted for one of our shows recently of Luke saying, like, fan however you want to fan, basically. And like, if Cap wants to be mad that the Cubs lost 20-5, like, more power to him. And like, I don't care if like the Cubs are gonna be selling at the end of July, or maybe not sell as much, or just who knows, maybe they don't do anything at all. I don't care, like, that there's no expectations for this team. You're the Chicago Cubs, you're in a big market, and you lost 20-5 to a Reds team that you can barely name five players on. I mean, barely. You can barely do that off the top of your head. Like even the die-hardest of baseball fans, I feel like, can barely name the entire starting lineup for the Cincinnati Reds this year. And you lost 20-5 to them. And, you know, Justin Steele's my guy. Didn't DM him yesterday. But, like, that was far and away, like, his worst performance of the year. And I, you know, maybe he really just owns the Diamondbacks. I expected better. Like, he had pitched the last two games really well. And then yesterday, like, got through the first really easily. And then, I don't know, Kyle Farmer decided to be God, and then the floodgates open, and next thing you know, you're down 10-3 in the third or whatever. I mean, I did the CHGO sports podcast with Kevin, K-Doug, and Alex yesterday. Who else was in there?
Jake was on.
Jake. I was trying to think of what show he was on. It's just Jake. He's our
just Jake. Leader.
Yeah, it's just Jake. And, so I missed like the first like two and a half, three innings. We get done with the show. I go over by the tables and chairs, turn the game on. It's on for 12 minutes and the Reds score 8 consecutive runs. I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? So in a way it was like laughable because of like the timing of me turning the game on. And then in another way, it's like, this is embarrassing. So yeah, it was kind of nice to have an off day today, because like, you lose like that, and then if they had to play the Sox today, then it's been like, I need a day off from this team. So
it probably would have been bad weather anyways. And again, the only way it gets worse is like a 15-game losing streak that includes a sweep to the Reds, or a sweep to the Reds and Pirates, like somewhere in there if the schedule lined up that way. That's the only way you could have a rock bottom lower than that, in my opinion. So Cueto is game one. I think that's the game. If the Cubs are more likely to win one, that's the game for me. I still don't believe Johnny Cueto is going to be the savior for the White Sox that he has been. Like, I think it's 12 innings, no runs. We'll see. We'll see. I like Keegan Thompson. We'll see how that start goes. And then they get Miley going in the second game of the series. I think it's reasonable, again, to think that the Cubs get at least one game in the series. Frankly, they should have won one of the first two. So I think it's possible the Sox are back to the 500 mark too. So it's not like they're, you know, tearing up baseball anymore either. They've come back to reality after a little bit of a hot stretch.
Yeah, I mean,
is it Miley tomorrow or on Sunday? I think
Miley's on Sunday. No,
I'm pretty sure it's Stroman. Which would help. I'm pretty certain, and that would also help considering the White Sox mash lefties.
Yeah,
it would be good to get a righty starter in there.
So then I feel even better about it.
Yeah. Well, what I was gonna say is like. I thought the White Sox were really going to go on a run after this whole Donaldson-Anderson thing happened. You know how a team riles up together after something like that, I guess. And like that's how they played New York on Sunday, winning two games on that doubleheader. And then this week they've just been kind of, you know, up and down. I thought like they played really well against the Red Sox in Boston, but then really didn't play that well against them this week. Of course, the Red Sox have been playing a lot much better baseball. But that's kind of how I feel about the Cubs going into this series. Even though they just lost by 15 runs to the Reds, that let's be real, they have played better since, you know, that West Coast trip. In terms of just being more, their offense at least has been more competitive. Keegan Thompson pitched pretty well against the Sox. They struggle against righties. That pitch like Keegan Thompson, the only thing that the Sox got off him was a opposite field homer by Tim Anderson that I still don't know how it went out on the day that went out. So if there's any game I feel like the Cubs can win this weekend, it is tomorrow. I do think it'll be interesting to hear the crowd for Stroman on Sunday, because let's never forget how he said that he'd never play for Tony La Russa. So I will have a little bit more rooting interest for Marcus Stroman on Sunday, no doubt.
Yeah. By the way, I just looked. There has been no announced starter for Sunday. But it would be a full, you know, rest for Stroman if they were to throw him on Sunday. But I do know Miley had pitched this past Sunday, so he may. I mean, they may just keep, you know, to not give him 8 days in between starts. Right. I just think, especially with Keegan going Saturday, we've talked about him, how good he's been out of the bullpen, how dominant he's looked out of the bullpen. And so this is kind of the role I think he's best in, is just keeping him as that multi-inning weapon out of the bullpen like he was on Sunday. But then also, like, when you need a guy to pick up a spot star, you know, jump into the rotation one time through, that's also where Keegan Thompson can be very good. We saw that in the last one. He had 5 innings. The Pirates game, I want to say? I might be wrong on that, but he had 5 innings, shutout. It was as good of a start as you could have asked for Keegan Thompson at that point. And so, obviously, you want to see that continue into this start. I know he's told us, as far as how he prepares every day, especially when he gets starts, that he prepares the same as he would prepare as if he was going out of the bullpen. Like, he tries not to change anything, which, you know, when he's coming out of the bullpen, clearly things are going right for him. So that's a good step, is to just not change anything and to keep preparing like he always does. I think Saturday is a good test for Keegan as far as can he be a rotation piece, especially the closer we get to the trade deadline and the Cubs sell off like we expect. There's probably a spot or two opens up, and he could be a guy that gets thrown into there. So this is definitely a good test for Keegan coming up on Saturday, just to see where he's at. Cause, you know, the White Sox haven't played like it lately, but they are a playoff caliber team. They have a playoff caliber lineup. And so throwing Keegan in there, seeing what he could do against the White Sox is definitely going to be, like I said, a good test to see where he's at as far as can he be a starter in the rotation moving forward.
Robert will be out too because of COVID. I don't know if there's anyone else, but I do know that Robert's out, which is, I mean, it benefits the Cubs in this scenario. Yeah, my expectations is to just win one. There's no way they win both. If they win both, I'm going to be going into the office on Tuesday, like, despite whatever happens in the doubleheader with Milwaukee on Memorial Day. At least I'll be able to go in the office and say, hey, we weren't as bad as we all thought for like a weekend. You know what I mean?
So, hey, the Cubs and Sox are off today. Cody, I assume you do not take a day off from the betting.
No, I, and you know, I went 2-0 last night, Luke. So I feel like I'm starting to get hot again. And the best way to support CHGO and do that is download the PointsBet app. And yep. You can use code CHGO when you sign up. If you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, receive a free CHGO membership, which unlocks all of our web content. You even get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. If you have any questions, email pointsbet@allchgo.com and we'll help you. Remember that PointsBet is your home for live in-game betting. They even have a new exclusive feature, live NBA same-game parlay. For the first time ever, build the perfect live same-game parlay only with PointsBet. Combine your favorite bets anytime during the game. You can even boost your live same game parlays. And now online signup is available in Illinois. If you didn't know, which it'd be really hard if you didn't know by now because it's been available for like 2 months, you can actually download the PointsBet app right now and register your account from start to finish all from your phone. And every show I say it, if Luke can do it, literally everyone can do
you.
It. It's that easy. Signing up with the fastest sports book is now easier than ever, so you can start living your bet life in seconds. Use code CHGO to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. So what are you waiting for once the game starts? Don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
We hope that you love what we're doing here at CHGO. We're going to do a snake draft coming up here in a couple seconds. First, we just want to remind you, we've got pregame shows, as I said at the top. We've got postgame shows. We've got regular podcasts. Today's an off day podcast. This weekend, we don't always have podcasts on every Saturday. So this Saturday, we are doing a pre- and postgame show for the Cubs and Sox game. The Sox guys will do their own postgame show. We'll do our own postgame show and we'll do a pregame show, a crosstown style one together. So that's Saturday and Sunday. Ryan's going to be at the ballpark, premium written content. Vinny Duber will be there for the White Sox. And of course, it's a good chance to order up your dope merch, wear it to the ballpark. Free shirt when you become a member. And of course, members also get a chance at the CHGO Lounge. I see Cody, by the way, has an obvious shirt. He got the new Wrigley scoreboard clock, which is hard to get.
It is. It is.
I've got a couple ideas for some Cub ones we're not giving away for CHGO that are going to be just as hot.
I was talking to Joe yesterday, walking into a store. I told him that we need to get a CHGO obvious shirt, like crossover, something going. I don't know what, but.
It's a good idea.
Let's get in the lab and figure it out.
Get in the lab.
The shirt lab.
Get in the lab. Yeah.
Tommy Hotovy has his pitch lab. We got our shirt lab.
Shirt lab, yeah. All right. Let's figure out how we're going to do this snake draft. We've done some before. The idea for this one is Cubs or White Sox players from 2005 to 2016. So any player in that championship window when the two teams won here in Chicago. So 05 to 06 or to 2016, we're going to do 8 position players and 1 pitcher. Okay. You can pick from either team as long as they play from that roster. How do you guys feel about if a guy played a position even once, you can take him? Otherwise, you know, like for instance, if you want to take Anthony Rizzo as your pitcher, go ahead. Like, he did pitch a game in that window, so Rizzo could be your starting pitcher.
He has a 0.00 ERA.
Yeah, he's almost unhittable. And then the other rule is, you know, outfield, we're just going to call it outfield. So if you want to pick a center fielder to play left field and vice versa, whatever. I don't think anything else should come up that's totally strange.
I don't mind if whoever played, you know, a position that maybe you didn't know he did. Like,
right.
I don't mind.
Right. You could probably get Chris Bryant at some kind of strange position. You could probably get Zobrist at some strange position. I wouldn't know the White Sox guys as well about where you're to hide them at, but
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
We're good. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the draft order? Do we decide I'm first?
I think it's elders.
Yeah, we respect the elders here.
Respect the elders.
Respect the elders.
It's because the ageism complaint I filed the other day.
Yep. To HR.
You weren't letting me pick first in the who you got ever. I was always getting the last pick.
You just weren't responding in Slack fast enough. That's basically
it. Oh, it doesn't matter how it happened. I was picking last every time. All right, so let's get it going then. Natalie's back there. She's going to compile our list. You got to have one player at every position, three outfielders, one starting pitcher. Yeah. If I go first.
No DH. No DH. No,
yeah, no DH. No DH.
Just making sure.
If I'm going first, then I'm going to take Chris Bryant at third.
Oh, okay.
And that's because several reasons. One, third base is sort of thin. It's not a great position. And I mean, you have that. There's a guy that falls in that window that was a league MVP and a rookie of the year in that stretch. So, I don't know. Prime Chris Bryant from 15 to 16 is pretty tough to beat. There were a couple other ways I was going. I don't want to ruin the next pick, so I'll stay with that. But listen, Chris Bryant, I mean, I thought about taking a few other guys. Chris Bryant at third base, and the deciding factor in it was because when I thought about other third basemen, I didn't want to get stuck third at that position and have to take some guys that I really didn't want to take. So I'll go KB.
That's fair.
Okay.
All right. Looks like Cody's up.
Cody, you're up.
Yeah. I feel like there's so many to choose from, but I feel like I remember the last time we did a draft, like Ryan went with catcher because he just thought it was so like there wasn't a lot to choose from.
Well, that's maybe the mistake I just made, and you ended up with Bryant and Rizzo, and I was like, boy, we were dumb on that.
So like I'm feel like, but there's so many here, but there's also like kind of like what Luke said, and I also feel like the same way with catcher. So I'm gonna go ahead and take Wilson Contreras.
Wilson, all right.
That was
So he was the number one pick in our last draft, and he's the number two pick in our draft this time.
We'll see if it pays off for me or not.
Yeah, I was considering it, honestly, going back to the well this time around. Man. All right, I'm just going to go with first base. I'm going to go Anthony Rizzo. Got to get him off the board.
So all Cubs so far. Bryant's gone. Rizzo's gone. Contreras gone.
And then,
those are pretty high on the pick list, too, in the last that was our, like, couple decades draft of just Cubs players, right?
Yeah.
And so you get another one, Ryan, because it's a snake draft, so you get
– I do get another one. I do get another one. And I'm going to go – I'm going to go shortstop.
Mm.
And I'm going to go Tim Anderson.
Oh.
I'm going to go Tim Anderson at shortstop.
There's the first Sox player off the board. Well, you're taking you're not doing Tim Anderson?
No. I was going to say my hands off the chess piece. He's still playing. He's a great player, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I could win some Sox votes off that. Cody's not because Cody hates Tim Anderson and thinks Nico's better. But
I never said that, but
I think I can win some Sox votes off of Tim Anderson. So
he wasn't very good in 2016, though. Like 175 strikeouts. If we're picking the window that we're talking about, I agree. He's a great player. Like if you're picking shortstop today, he's the shortstop. But in 2016, my argument would be he struck out 173 times.
Luke, Mark Grace was your first baseman in our 2000s draft.
That's right.
And he played 1 year in 2000. People aren't gonna look at the stats. They're gonna see the name. Okay,
you're right. If we're just going by name, people are gonna be like Tim Anderson. That's right.
Exactly. So this is not
a 2005 to 2022 draft. That's all I'm saying.
This is 2005 to 2016. I'm sticking with Tim Anderson.
I can't believe you're playing up to Sox fans already.
Gotta do what I gotta do, man.
Bailed on the Cubs. Only took four picks.
I'm objective.
All right, go ahead, Cody. I'm objective. Okay. Well, I wouldn't say I'm playing up to Sox fans here, but I'm going to take the one guy who's got a perfect game, and that's Mark Burley.
Mm.
That is my starting pitcher.
That's early.
I kind of wanted to take Zambrano if I wanted to go that route in terms of, like, I don't know, the career, what they put together. Like, he has a no-hitter. I mean, Arrieta has two no-hitters, but – I'll take the one guy who's got a perfect game.
Wow. You know, I was thinking, like, if I had to take a Sox player, I think Burley was going to be my first one just for a length of game. You know, I thought, listen, he was
and
a great
you
pitcher.
love pitchers like Burley. He's fast.
That's what I'm pace saying. Like, I knew he would speed up the game. It'd be a quick moving game if he was on my team. I'd play nothing but 2 hour games. And frankly, I don't like, again, this is like when Rizzo was booed on the South side, I compared it to like, would Cubs fans really boo Mark Burley that much if he came back with like when he came with the Cardinals, was he booed that heavily? I don't remember it. I don't really know that Cubs fans hate Mark Burley. Like,
no,
I thought he was a great player. He was, I don't know that he's a Hall of Famer, but he was a great player and I love how fast he pitched. So you stole one of my picks, Cody. You stole one of my
picks. If I took him too early, oh well. I also barely done any research for this too.
That's where I'm at.
Well, all right. So now I have two. That leaves me with no choice but to take Hobby at short.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have Alexei Ramirez on my team.
You don't want Ildemar Vargas? Oh, yeah, no. That's not 2016.
No.
He would be,
right. He doesn't fit in the window. If Nico Horner was available, then I would have felt a little bit better about it. But no, Alexei Ramirez is not on my team. So, I mean, Javi was during that stretch. Javi was great. You know, this is the anniversary of the tag, right? Is it the tag? Which play is today's anniversary?
Yeah, it was a year ago today. It wasn't the tag. It was the crazy magic base running. Yeah,
that's right. The magic man.
You can't even explain what happened. And like
El Mago.
Yeah, it was just El Mago. Yeah.
I had to write about it, and I still couldn't even explain what happened.
That's when you know it's wild.
If there was like a webcam on me at that point in time, like as I was watching it, I was just sitting here like, what the hell is going on? Like, what am I watching? Like, that's literally my reaction because it was unreal. It was unreal to watch.
And that's another reason I'm taking Javi too, is because just like, you know, everybody calls it the peanut punch, you know, like Peanut Tillman forces the fumble by punching out the ball. I feel like you see all over baseball now, guys sliding in a second and pulling up the hand and going around with the other. Like the Javi slide into bases, they should just call it a Javi slide because that's what it is. I don't remember anybody else like actually decoying a fielder into thinking he was coming that way and then reaching around with the other hand. So that's where I've got Javi. Now let me.
Do have one question. Would they have had to play that position in the time frame?
Yeah. Right.
Like say Javi didn't play shortstop from like 15 or 16. Would he not be eligible for shortstop?
Yeah, I guess so. If he didn't play any shortstop, if that's true, then I have to put him somewhere else.
That's what I'm asking. Cause
I think he would have played shortstop in that window.
I'll look it up.
He might have played short in 2014. I mean, he was a utility guy in 15 and 16.
He only has to play like one game.
Right.
So that's why I didn't even
get that. He got a few games at shortstop in 15. We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. All right. All right.
That would have been
a mistake. I would have had to stick him somewhere else, right?
Yeah. I figured he did. I'm just like, there's a couple other players that I'm like, oh, like, okay, like we'll see on that one.
If anything, you could have stuck him in center field. I remember a few games he played center field.
That's right.
Maybe.
That's right. And that wouldn't have been a bad pick.
Okay. I mean, this is not giving away a pick, but the reason I ask that is because you can't pick Frank Thomas for first base.
Right, right. Yeah, Frank didn't. After 04, he only DH'd.
Yep, he didn't play any first base after that. So that,
and again, Frank would be another one of those like, well, what player are you getting for that stretch? Although he did have like a monster year with the A's the following year, right when he left the White Sox.
Yeah, he played. He played a full season after that.
But I know he did only DH that year they went to the World Series. He didn't play a lot that year, obviously. All right. So now I've either got to find a first baseman, a second baseman, an outfielder or starting pitcher. I'm going to go with Schwarber for outfield. No, okay. I can't. My hand was still on the chest piece. I'm going to go Soriano.
Soriano in outfield. Okay.
He was looking at that picture of him all jacked. again.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, who still looks like that? I bet Joe Creedy doesn't look like that.
All right, Cody.
But Aaron Rowan doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
You're giving away picks now, even though not picks.
Scott Parkevic doesn't look like that.
Well, okay, so I got a catcher, I got a pitcher, so I got to start getting some position players here. Let's start up the middle. Javi and Anderson are off the board.
They are.
I don't want Alexi Ramirez. I really don't want him. How about Ben Zobrist at second base?
Okay. Yep. Zobrist off.
Ben Zobrist at second base. All right. I do like that one. I'm gonna have to go. I lost who I had. Oh, third base. I'm gonna go Aramis Ramirez.
Yeah.
Go Rammy. Gonna have to go.
Yeah, Rammy. I think that's the obvious other choice at third base. When I took Bryant, I'm like, if you don't get Bryant or Ramirez, then where are you going?
That's where I was at. I was like, could I have gotten him? Probably not. So I'm like, I kind of need to take him now, or otherwise I'm stuck with.
That's right.
Other third baseman, which I'm not gonna name names. So
that's right.
Gotta think. All right, and then so I have one more pick. Oh, this is tough. I did no research. I have like a list of like the Cubs we did from like the last one, and I'm trying to like do parallels. Yeah. Like who was on the Sox at that point in time, but I have no idea. Damn. All right, so I have third base gone. We also have shortstop and first base. This is tough. I'm going to have to go. I'll go second base and I'll take Starlin Castro.
Cassie.
Yep. Got my infield all filled out now.
Starlin Castro. Best walk-up song in Cubs history.
Yeah. That's just going to take that. That's going to limit your shortstops right there, Cody. Just saying.
That is. Yeah.
I know.
A few shortstops on the board for you left. You do have some Cubs legends.
I'm still all Cubs, by the way. All Cubs on my team.
I'm 3 or 4.
Straight blue.
All right. Well, I do have to take a shortstop now. I think I absolutely have to.
I think you have no choice.
I'm trying to think who was playing shortstop besides the last Cub that is in our minds over this time, and I can't, like, Castro is out, Baez is out.
Yeah.
Oh, there has to be one.
you go to the stock side.
I could.
The south side, and they had a shortstop we keep mentioning.
Fine. I'm still not taking Alexi Ramirez. I'll take Juan Uribe. At least he won the World Series.
Oh, okay.
Juan Uribe. There you go. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I like that one.
So
you managed to avoid Alexi Ramirez.
Yeah.
And Addison Russell.
There you go.
We all avoided Alexi, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm gonna say of that strategy, Cody. You didn't need to take a shortstop there.
You're right, because I know neither one of you guys were going to take another one, but
yeah,
no, that's what I was thinking. Once the other two were gone, you could have just waited and taken your leftovers there.
Yeah,
that's true.
So,
All right, so that leaves me with the final pick of the fourth round, correct?
Yes, fourth round.
And you guys already filled your infield, second, short, third.
Mine's
I still
all gone,
need
yeah.
first and third.
All right, I'm going to take at second base, Mark DeRosa.
Ooh.
Okay, I like that one.
I was thinking about him for second base. Did he play any shortstop?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's played shortstop. I don't
know. Maybe not with the Cubs, but he may have at some point.
Anyway, so I'll take DeRosa. Let's take a quick break here since we're through four rounds. And get to one of our proud sponsors, Strava Craft Coffee. Want to start your day with a competitive edge? Strava CBD coffee is a game changer. It has helped thousands of people to improve their overall wellness and quality of life. Strava delivers delicious, fresh roasted, specialty coffee infused with organic broad-spectrum CBD, CBD from hemp. It doesn't make you high or hungry, but it does offer real benefits that can help you feeling alert and focused without the jitters. Live your day more balanced, less anxiety, fewer aches and pains, plus including CBD in your daily routine. Could even help you enjoy a more restful sleep so you wake up feeling your best. And the best part is that Strava is all about quality too. Everything is small batch, fresh, and shipped straight to your door. Strava also offers concentrated full spectrum CBD if you want the more traditional format with a powerful entourage of benefits. CHGO listeners can save 25% off their entire purchase when you use the code CHGO25. That's 25% off the entire order at StravaCraftCoffee.com when you use the code CHGO25 at checkout. Discount coupon valid on non-subscription purchases only. One use per customer. And if you already love Strava, then go ahead and subscribe and save with the Strava Coffee Club. With Strava, you're in control. You save on your favorite coffees and have them automatically delivered to your home or office on your preferred schedule. Strava Craft Coffee. All right, so we're through four rounds of our Crosstown Fantasy Snake Draft from 05 to 2016. So the championship window for the two teams. By the way, I was just thinking about that. Boy, the Sox haven't won the World Series in 17 years.
Feels like a long time.
There's kids driving cars that haven't seen the White Sox win the World Series. That's a long time. Yeah. All right. So I have Chris Bryant at third, Javi at short, DeRosa at second, and Soriano in the outfield. But I need a first baseman. I need more outfielders. I need a catcher, and I need a starting pitcher. I'm going to go to boy. There's some good choices there. So I'm going to go. Oh boy, catcher's thin, huh? Tough call after that. All right, I'm going to go back to the outfield again, though. I'm going to go with Schwarber.
Schwarber, okay. He almost had it last time. He stuck with his guns.
Stuck with it. He's got
Soriano and Schwarber in the outfield.
Yeah.
I hope Schwarber's playing center.
Yeah.
All right.
Soriano played center back in the day.
He did. 2007, he started until he got hurt. And then,
did he really play center?
Yeah. He was a really good I don't want to say he was a good outfielder, but I mean, obviously he could run a lot better before he ripped the muscle off his bone.
Right. okay. So I need a third or first baseman. I think especially if we're talking about time periods, I think the best next one I can take is Derek Lee. Mm. He won the batting title in 05.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah, was, you know, obviously great that year. He was good after that too, but 05 was his peak. So
2006, he got hurt. He like broke his wrist, didn't he? Like it was.
Yeah, and then he wasn't the same after that. Like his power was all gone after that.
2005 was a good one though.
Yeah. So yeah, there. Back on the Cubs.
Back on the Cubs train.
I like that pick for sure.
All right. I'm going to go for my fifth round pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go starting pitcher. It's a lefty. John Lester.
Corey's very excited by that.
He is the guy, the free agent signing that really kind of validated what the Cubs were doing at the time. As soon as he came in, that next year, you know, 2015 was an up and down season for him, but that next year, but obviously the Cubs went to the NLCS that year. Next year, John Lester helping lead the way to the World Series. I think he finished second in Cy Young voting that year.
Yeah,
like very nearly won it.
I think we can clearly say that Burley and Lester were are the top two.
I think as far as iconic wise, yeah, I would say
for starting pitchers.
Yeah, I think they're the top two.
I like what I'm left with.
There's plenty of good left for sure. I mean,
there's great left.
They're, yeah, Well, yeah, there's plenty. Again, there's three of us. So, yeah, there's plenty of great left. But the top two, I would think that I would say Burley and Luster are there.
I like Burley because of pace of play. Is he the best guy?
No, but I think he's the face of both those. Like, if you look at 11 years with the starting pitching, I think Burley's the face of the Sox and Lester's the face of the Cubs.
I'll just say I'm left with Arrieta and Chris Sale.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Chris Sale's peak was in 18, but he was really great with the Sox, too. Also, he ripped up those jerseys, and that's probably what he'd most be remembered for the Sox. So, you know, that's something that I'd love that passion on my team.
All right. We had guys that, you know, somebody was going to pick Zambrano earlier, weren't they?
Yeah, you know, big him versus the Gatorade.
He was willing to fight teammates in the dugout multiple times, including on the south side.
And threw a no-hitter in a neutral site. You know.
Yeah.
All right, so this passed around, Luke, who'd you just take at the beginning of this run?
Schwarber. I have Soriano and Schwarber off the
– over Cody. Cody took – you just take Cody?
I took Derek Lee.
Derek Lee, and then I have Lester. All right, just making note of that so I know who's gone and who's not.
All right. You have one more, turn, don't you?
Yeah, I start up round six. All right, round six. I got to build the outfield. I have to go back to the well. I'm going back to the south side. I'm going to pick up Jermaine Dye.
Jermaine Dye,
good 2000s player for the Sox. You know, I'm starting right fielder on that World Series champion. Yep, exactly. So I think, again, going to get some Sox votes on that one. They're going to see Jermaine Dye on there. Like, hey, that guy helped us win a World Series, and they're going to vote for me. So, yeah, my round six pick, we're going to go with Jermaine Dye.
All right. I like that. I mean, I think if there was, of the Sox players I'd be willing to pick – He was on my list of guys that I think. I mean, he was a great player, World Series MVP, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jermaine Dye was great. He was great with the Royals. He is great with the White Sox.
Yeah,
can't argue with that.
Great player on that World Series team. Seems like a long time ago, but yeah, I still remember, you know, Jermaine Dye being a really good player.
Yeah, I mean, how old were you when the White Sox won the World Series? You're barely old enough to remember it.
Barely, 9 years old, barely.
Oh, my God. So. See how long it's been, Sox fans? Ryan's working up in the press box, and he barely remembers your team winning it.
Barely.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's Cody's turn, right?
Yeah. And I got to go. I need one more spot in the infield. That's third base. Bryant's off the board. Ramirez is off the board.
Yeah. DeRosa's off the board.
And DeRosa's off the board, which honestly, I kind of forgot about him. That's from the lack of research. The Cubs homer in me wants to take the next guy. And then as far as actually being a great player, or at least the next guy up, that guy's on the Sox.
Well, you got to do it, Cody.
You're at third base, right?
Yeah, I'm at third base. Yeah. I can't decide like what I want to do. I'm trying to
think of other Cubs. I mean, you know who the White Sox World Series guy was.
Right.
There just wasn't any, man. There wasn't.
And his back went bad. Other third baseman in that stretch. Well, you got Mike Olt, played for both teams during that stretch. Josh Bitters played a little bit for the Cubs during that stretch for sure.
Ian Stewart. Man, I for the sake of just not getting yelled at, I'm gonna take Joe Creedy. That was my third base. I really wanted to take Luis Valbuena, the sweetest bat flip on the north side ever. Like that guy, he was fun. He was fun, and he got us Dexter Fowler. So you know, the Cubs homer in me wanted to take Luis Valbuena, but we'll stick with Joe Creedy.
I think you had to, man. It's not about being a homer. It's not about Cubs versus Sox. It's about winning.
Yeah, it is about winning.
You got to go with Joe Creedy.
Man, so you guys both have taken first base too, right? D. Lee's off the board. Rizzo's off the board.
I think I'm very even. I got two Sox and two Cubs on the infield, and then I got a Sox pitcher and a Cubs catcher. Like I feel like I'm very fair and down the middle. thus far.
Right. So I've got a dilemma here.
What's the dilemma?
This is my I gotta pick an outfielder. I am completely a Cubs roster right now, which could affect me in the voting if both sides of town get involved.
Yep.
All right, here's the outfielders I'm not going to mention all of them, but
we have plenty of outfielders, so
we do have a lot of outfielders.
There's a lot.
Yeah. I still have two more I have to pick, so.
And there's only one catcher that's been taken, is that correct?
Yep.
That is true.
Wilson Contreras.
I'm going to go this is my controversial pick. I had a lot of thoughts about catcher.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about the guy that started the crosstown punch and started the brawl, which is the greatest moment in crosstown history, Michael Barrett, really just because I wanted somebody to start the fight. I thought about Miggy because we love Miggy, mm-hmm. Past and present. I thought about Rossi. But I'm going to go AJ. And here's the reason why. AJ Pierzynski, you hate him if he's on the other team. You sort of love him when he's on your team.
Like, I don't think there's a sort of. I think you do love him if he's on your team.
Well, I think there are Sox players that played with him for sure that absolutely can't stand the guy.
Like, really?
Yeah.
You
can't have a guy that's that much sandpaper that isn't also giving a little friction in your own clubhouse. Like, that's what got him out of Minnesota, right? Like, he was a good player in Minnesota, but it was like they couldn't take him anymore. They were like, no. Get rid of him. So I'll go AJ at catcher. Pierzynski at catcher. And Dexter Fowler in center.
Oh, come on. I really wanted Dex to come back. I really wanted
Dexter. I almost missed it. I almost thought I had to take a Sox player there, and I'm like, oh, God, nobody's taking Dexter Fowler. So Dexter Fowler is my pick in center field with my seventh round pick, Dexter Fowler.
Do you have my leadoff man. You have all Cubs except for Pierzynski?
That's right.
Okay.
What a roster to put together.
I got to tell you, I don't think there's any way I'm losing with the current roster that I have. But we're going to ride it out because you guys, by taking more Sox players, may have pulled in more votes.
I think so.
But I think in our heart of hearts, we know I've got a pretty, pretty, pretty good team going.
Pretty good team, yes.
Through seven rounds. Okay. So it is back to Cody, correct?
Back to me.
Oh, man, yep. This sucks.
Well, since it's not very deep at center field, between these two teams, in my opinion, and Dexter Fowler is now off the board, and I'm not taking David DeJesus. I think I gotta go with Scott Pesednik in center field.
Come on, come on! This is treasonous. This is why we don't respect our elders.
I should have taken my good friend Tony Campana in center field, but
yeah, you know,
whatever.
Tony Campana. Oh, you know, we had some thin years. Oh, you're stealing home.
Well, the Cubs just really haven't had anyone in center field for a long time, man.
And he was so popular with some fans. Some fans were just like, thought he was. You still see Campana jerseys.
Tony Campana. Was
his dad played football at my alma mater. Like, this family, this family's a legend.
All right. We said before that it's not left field, center field, right field.
Yeah, you can take any outfield. Yeah.
All right. Then I'm going to go Jorge Soler.
Yeah.
As my second outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. The only thing I did for mine, like I didn't look into it. Like, I have to have a guy at the corner and a corner and a center fielder, but I looked at my outfielders and I was like, all right, I have Soriano and I have Schwarber. I've got to put somebody that's good defensively out there with them, or somebody's going to complain that I'm too bad defensively.
I was so mad. I thought it was going to get back to me. I really did.
I totally forgot about him. Completely forgot about him. And then the name popped in my head.
I really thought it was going to get back to me.
All right. Who's up here?
It's me. This is my second to last pick. I need one outfielder and a catcher. I'm gonna go. This is brutal. I'm gonna go catcher. No, you guys are both already taking catchers, right?
Yeah, I took AJ.
Oh, damn.
Well, it doesn't hurt to tell you who you can get here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's
you got Barrett. You got Miggy. You got Rossi.
Rossi. I got. I was thinking Soto.
Soto.
And he played for both teams.
Yep.
So you could always just like put him with the Sox picture, so it looks like I have more Sox players. That would be some more.
Wellington Castillo would have been in there in that mix somewhere.
No, Wellington Castillo is not in the mix. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'm trying to think of who the Sox have had. Flowers.
Navarro. Yeah, Flowers, Deander Navarro.
Yeah.
But since I can go catcher, I really want to go outfield and finish this off since you guys can't take a catcher. But I got to be honest. Again, I'm with Cody. I did no research. So I have few Sox outfielders in my head. And I think we're running out of Cubs outfielders. Okay, I kind of want to go back to the well. But yeah. There's one name that the Sox have that I really want to take who was not any good in his 1 year with the Sox.
Hawk Harrelson?
It would be the biggest name on this board. But I might get called out for just trying to win. I'm just going to tell you guys. I really want to take Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh.
Because it was 1 year on the South Side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he
fits in that window. 05?
Yeah, 08, I think it was. 08 or 07?
Yeah, he wasn't on the 05 team.
No, he wasn't on that team, but he was on like 08, I think. Like really like way towards the back end of his
career. Yeah, yeah.
And I really want to take him because I can't I was like, if I didn't get followed, I guess this was like my next choice, but I'm like I can't
it's
take
a reach.
Hap.
It's a reach.
It's a huge reach. It is a huge reach. And I was gonna take Hap, and then I forgot Hap wasn't on the 16 team.
For outfield. Not an Aaron Rowand guy.
Should I be?
I don't know. He was all right.
You know? He was all right, but
he ran into the wall a lot.
There's a couple of Cubs outfielders that I can think of. One of them has done recent TV.
One of them's done recent TV. I think I know who you're talking about, but I don't want to take him.
Solaire's off the board, right?
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm wasting too much time here.
You really
are. I gotta just go. All right.
5, 4, 3, 2.
can't count me down 1. Like that. All right. I am just going to go with. Oh, this is going to get me killed. You know what? Screw it. Let's go with Ken Griffey Jr. Let's see how that does. I'm going with Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. Late in his life.
Let's do it. I love Ken
Sweetest
Griffey Jr.,
swing man. Of all time.
100%. 100%.
Just will never, ever think of him as a member of the White Sox.
But he was.
I would love to know what his stats were in the Sox uniform. Like,
I can look it up. They weren't very good.
They can't be very good.
Not at all.
No. It was like when Nomar played for the Cubs. It was like, did he really? Sort of.
Kind of.
Do we like to remember that?
Griffey in 08. He had 260 with the Sox, which it's not near where his numbers had been in previous years.
Right, and 260 then was different than 260 now.
Oh, yeah. Three home runs. Yeah, no. I definitely just screwed myself on that pick, but it's okay.
Who you got, Cody?
Well, I thought about it a lot, and we are, you know, if we're talking in this particular time frame from 2005 to 2016, Jason Hayward earned $184 million contract, folks. So I'm going to put him in right field, and I'm just going to have a really good defensive outfield. Because I
have to catch all my base hits.
Yeah, you got Posetnik in center and Hayward in right. I feel like that's pretty solid.
That is good defensively.
Yeah.
That's and one Hayward of the worst hitting outfield in history.
Yeah, well, Hayward in 2005, and then a few years he was with Atlanta, he was hitting some homers. We're getting we're getting young Jason Hayward before he's – well, except for 1 year. But you, for the most of it, you got really good Jason Hayward. And never forget, he hit his first career homer off Carlos Zambrano on opening day, like 2011 or 10. I can't remember.
Yeah, he did win two Gold Gloves in that span. That's a solid pick.
Yeah, if we're getting thin at outfield, like,
we are. Yeah,
I should have. As far as like great,
everybody filled their outfield. Has everybody filled?
I need one more. I need one more.
I definitely should have picked Jason Hayward, but oh well.
Are you, Luke? Are you done too?
Yes, I only have to fill first base and starting pitcher with my final two picks.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
well, and I have my choice. I'll let you guys help me out. I have my choice of guys that were left that obviously you can't pick because it's a snake draft. At first base, I have to go Sox, but my choices are Jose Abreu, Paul Konerko, or Jim Thome.
Those are the other two choices, the three choices I was thinking about.
Thome,
I'm not going to help you.
Thome played three games at first base. I was just looking it up.
He did.
Well, one has 600 home runs.
I'm going to take Konerko off the list. It's either Abreu or Thome.
Oh, okay.
Well, one is a Hall of Famer, and the other guy, I think if you look at his career, I think Abreu is going to be a better player than Paul Konerko.
Yeah. He did win MVP in the 2020 season, if we want to count it.
Yeah.
It was a Mickey Mouse season, but whatever.
Mickey Mouse season.
It was.
he is sort of the face of.
I'm gonna go Abreu just because I don't want to. Like Thome played three games at first base.
Yeah. And so, honestly, more people are gonna remember Thome with like the, I guess Guardians
Indian. Well, he was the Indians at that point.
It was, like the,
that,
Indians
it was the Indians at that point. Whatever. I feel like more people remember him for that or the Phillies. I mean, the White Sox were towards the back end of his career. He was still good with the White Sox, but what it was like, was it even four seasons, like three or four seasons, right?
Yeah. And I think people are going to be shocked when they find out we did a three-person snake draft that Konerko didn't get picked at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a deep position. Like,
Cody, who's your first
easily
baseman?
Argue D. Lee over Konerko.
Derek Lee.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Derek Lee was really good. I mean, Konerko is Konerko probably in the Hall of Very Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't think he's the Hall. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I know some Sox fans think he's a Hall of Famer, but I don't think Mark Grace is in the Hall of Fame, even though he had the most hits in the 90s. Like,
yeah.
And he was really good, you know, defensively. Mm-hmm. So I just think he's in the Hall of Very Good. And then at starting pitcher, I'm left with Arrieta or Chris Sale? It's tough.
You got two no hitters. Sale didn't have a no hitter with the Sox, did he?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so, but man.
Jake Arrieta was the best pitcher of all time for like
in this time frame. He had
In that time frame, he was one of like the greatest pitcher of all time for like a 3 month stretch.
So the only two Sox players I selected were AJ and Abreu if I don't take Sale.
White Sox Tom says to take Sale.
He says to take Sale?
Yeah.
Sale's really Arrieta. I mean, you don't on the other hand, like you don't get power lefties like Chris Sale very often.
Right.
So
and still going. And still going, you know?
Yeah.
Still going. I'm gonna go Jake Arrieta. Sorry, Sox.
I can't
AJ
blame
and Abreu.
You.
If AJ is not enough for Sox fans, I don't know what to do for him.
Well, I'm just realizing my defense is just pretty poor if this lineup were to go out there. But oh well.
I think if you're going to say career, I think career wise, Chris Sale will have a better career.
Yeah,
but
for sure,
no one's going to have that run that Jake Arrieta had for like a calendar year. Like it was absolutely it. I remember we were talking to Jed,
right?
At peak Jake, the peak Jake, and we were talking to Jed. I remember, like the day he retired, and he's like, sometimes you see a guy pitching so well, and you're like, hey, like this guy, he's pitching like 2015 Jake, but then you look at Jake's stats, and you realize like no one ever actually pitches like that. I'm like, that's true. Like, you can compare someone to like, oh, this guy's pitching like Jake Arrieta did when he, you know, whatever. No one does that. Like that's unheard of numbers the second half of 15. So I think just as far as peak wise, that's the better pick.
I do think though, that if we get through this at the end, if we put a list together of players not selected, Chris Sale would be the most surprising.
Yeah.
But Arrieta would be pretty high on that list too. I'm good with it.
All right. Well, because outfield is like, it's so thin. And that's my biggest regret is not going outfield earlier. I should have waited on pitcher. That is what it is. That in third base after Bryant and Ramirez were taken off. But I don't know if you guys were even thinking about this name, but Carlos Quinton hit 36 bombs in 2008 for the White Sox.
Oh, wow. No.
I didn't think about that name.
I'm gonna put Carlos Quinton out there in the left for me. And we got there's the power that I needed in the outfield because Pasednik hit like what, one or two homers in 05?
Well,
but he had like one of them was in the World Series, and then you got defense and Jason Hayward contact can maybe hit you homers depending on the year. And then Carlos Quinton, he was a 20 plus homer guy for the Sox from 08 to like 2011 or something. So considering everyone got all the good Cubs outfielders, I just had to go this way. So.
I think Luke got – who'd you get? You got Fowler and who else?
Outfielder, my outfielder is Soriano, Schwarber, and Dexter Fowler.
Yeah, he got the good Cubs outfielders. Like that's just what he did.
I mean, my outfield is Jorge Soler, Jermaine Dye, and Ken Griffey Jr. an old King Griffey Jr.
Listen, all I know is I definitely want outfield. I have the best outfield.
I think so. But yeah. I win.
Jr.
All right, let me make my last pick and then we'll talk about it. My last pick, I gotta go catcher. I'm gonna go Giovanni Soto.
2008 rookie of the year, man.
Yeah, one really good year. Played for both teams, so that might help.
Help you a little bit.
My outfield, I waited way too long. I was like praying that Fowler got back to me. I neither one of you thought about him. And then you took Fowler, Luke, and then Cody took Pasednik. And I was like, I'm screwed. But
you could have taken Jim Edmonds.
I could have, but.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Jim Edmonds. Reed Johnson.
Reed Johnson. There you go.
Nate Sherholt.
I think a name recognition.
David DeJesus.
Is that what you're talking about? A guy that has done TV recently? Were you talking about DeJesus?
No, I was talking about Cliff Floyd.
Floyd. Okay, that's
Cliff Floyd. He's out there.
Juan Pierre was another one. Juan Pierre. Aaron Rowan.
Yeah.
Everyone roasted me for Juan Pierre last time, though.
When I picked, he played with the Cubs for 1 year, and it was like the Cubs were bad.
But he did play in this window. What about Marlon Byrd?
Oh, nah. Oh, no.
Milton Bradley.
Jack Jones.
if someone had drafted Milton Bradley, you're going to get canceled.
I wasn't going to do it. I'll be honest with you. With the first pick, I contemplated for a brief moment taking Michael Barrett just so we could have a fight. So we could get the brawl started.
And then I almost
took Barrett to get people really riled up.
Yeah, and then he took a 180 and picked up Przinski instead. I win in name recognition, I think. Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. out there, Tim Anderson, even though he was not Tim Anderson, he was now, like it's still there. I think name recognition wise, like you look at it, you're like,
I think mine is the most fair. I got two Cubs, two Sox on the infield. I got a Sox pitcher, but a Cubs catcher, and then I got two Sox in the outfield and a Cubs. And one Cubs outfielder. I feel like I'm very fair. I'm very fair.
You're very fair.
And if they would have allowed us to take a DH, I would have found a way to get another Cub in there to make it even.
Well, I was going to take Jim Thomas.
I would have taken Frank and Thomas first overall. Frank Thomas first overall, if we got a DH, 100%.
Yeah, as long as you were just saying, like, it doesn't matter what his stats were in that window, right?
We're gonna put this graphic out, and so many people are gonna be mad that we don't have Frank Thomas on here.
Oh, that's
He didn't play first base
in the window.
But you know how the internet works.
First base. I know they're gonna be mad because we're not gonna be there to explain why Frank Thomas isn't there, and it's because there's no DH in what we're picking.
Right.
And he didn't play a position, so Frank was out of the mix. That's agreed. And you know, listen, my team, come on, guys. My infield is Jose Abreu, Mark DeRosa, Javi Baez, Chris Bryant. My outfield, Soriano, Schwarber, and Dexter Fowler. I have AJ behind the plate with Arrieta pitching. That is not beatable.
Very Cubs heavy.
Yeah, but AJ counts for like three White Sox players. If you're picking AJ Pruszynski, he counts as more than one. He's like at least 2.5.
I don't know. I think I might. I'm gonna win the Cubs vote. I think Cubs or not Cubs. Well,
AJ will cost me in the Cubs vote.
I think the Sox fans are gonna look at mine and be like, man, this guy was so bold. He took Ken Griffey Jr. that we gotta vote for him.
White Sox Tom just jumped on. He said, "No, Luis Robert. We're only picking players that played for these two teams between 05 and 2016.
Yep.
So Chris Sale is on there. That's why Eloy is great. Eloy doesn't count on there.
Yep.
That's Tony Campana fan says Ryan Theriault is a miss.
Hey, Tony Campana fan. We were all seriously considering taking Tony Campana. So
we were.
Yeah, sure.
I think my D row at second base was a pretty good pick. One of my better picks, because after that, here's a name that we didn't throw out there and I thought of. You thought of Ken Griffey Jr. I thought of Marcus Semien could have been your second baseman.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
He was, you know, that was really young in his career. He's turned out to be really good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna hope. Good? I'm gonna hope I gain some respect from the Sox for taking Ken Griffey Jr. because that's the biggest reach I've taken. In this whole time.
And White Sox Tom, if you go back and watch the whole podcast, I took Abreu over Konerko. That's why Konerko's not on the team. All right, we'll get ready. Crosstown, see if the Cubs can avoid being swept for the first time ever by the White Sox in a season series we can think of, at least.
We got Soto with the Sox. Oh, so I got five Sox players. There we go.
You have five Sox players.
Wait, no, four.
Soto. You got Soto in a Sox hat. That's why.
I got five. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got four Cubs, five Sox. It was, you know, is what it is.
Yeah, five. That's surprising. I thought you were going to go nine Cubs and not even.
I mean, again, I'm trying to play fair and down the middle here.
That's right. That's right.
For something like this. Now, tomorrow, you'll get to see me be a giant Cubs homer. And, you know, it's fine. Oh, the Cubs pissed me off. They lost 20-5 to the Reds. Let's be objective today.
My defense is not going to be good. All the way down to John Lester throwing to first base. I guess that's.
I think I got a really good defense. Like I got Contreras behind the plate, who can pick people off and also throw runners out. You got Zobrist, who was pretty solid. Burley was pretty good as a pitcher defensively. Derek Lee was always in a. I think he was in a goal. He's got a gold glove at least. And then Hayward and Pasednik were, you know, obviously there's some gold in there. And then, you know, not everyone's gold.
Your outfield just cannot hit very well.
Yeah, yeah. It's Carlos Quinton or bust. But Pasednik would get on base, though, man, and he'd steal base. He'd get on and he'd steal bases, man.
All right. So pregame show at 5:30. Again, if you haven't already subscribed, become a member. Ryan will be writing at the ballpark with Vinny Duber all weekend. Yep. Make sure you get the membership, and then you get your free shirt, your dope merch. Cody and I will join the White Sox guys for pregame show at 5:30 on Saturday. And then again, before the game on Sunday, we'll have our own postgame shows. So Cody and I will have ours, and then Sean and Herb will have their postgame show after the game. Hope you'll join us. Thanks for listening to the CHGO Cubs podcast presented by PointsBet. Use the promo code CHGO when you sign up to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Have a great weekend and fly the W.